Sunflowers.
Sunflowers, Vincent van Gogh, circa 1888. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. Landslide, Fleetwood Mac. Then, him. I was in the National Gallery again, a special event. Two of Van Gogh's sunflower paintings next to each other. There had been a queue. She had not come. I had placed the invite next to the imitation sunflowers on the kitchen worktop, where I had delivered them. She had asked me to leave before I could see what she had done with the stems. I had reluctantly done so. Her saying, "I shouldn't have let you come in," ringing in my ears as I descended the stairs. Out of the lobby door and into the steady drizzle, I could faintly hear the lyric, still from her small stereo speakers. Always a bad sign when she played Landslide. She would look at me with those eyes. When she looked at me like that, I wanted to escape her attention, avoid what was not said. If I stared at the painting long enough, I would stop seeing her, stop seeing those eyes, drown in the yellow instead of the grey-green pools dripping tears. The pain in those eyes that I caused. The afternoon before was the first time that my gambling had caused a full-blown row. Instead of a night out at a club, I was out of cash and offering to work overtime to try and recover. 300 quid had gone in a moment of madness. Another stupid bet. 300 that should have paid the electric bill, the phone bill, the mobile phone bill, and been more than enough to take her out. 300 that could have been over 1,000 with a bit of luck. Now, it was another torn-up receipt to go with the ringing in my ears from her. 6 months we had been going out together, officially an item. Now I had wrecked it. Risked it all on the 310 at Kempton in a reckless demonstration of stupidity. Jim, of course, just laughed. I was in the pub as a refuge from the rain and the scorn of my departure. Plenty more fish in the sea, he demonstrated his usual level of understanding of human nature. She won't even talk to me. She threw me out. As I said, lots of others around. Jim had his eyes on a group of girls across the pub's lounge. The girls were making an early start to their evening. I ignored his look. How much did you drop? 300, I stumbled out. Jesus, mate, I only did 30. You need to rein it in a bit. Coming from him, that was good advice. However hypocritical, which I just ignored. Now, I was standing, drifting, lost in Van Gogh's colours and textures whilst turmoil spread through another part of my mind. 10 minutes I'd been there when I felt her hand in mine. My apologising text had worked.